Good morning, golden morning. Or shall I say diamond morning to the sparkling diamonds. After belonging to Baba, the life is not the same as it was before. The beautiful song expressing the feelings. I don't know how many of you have understood few words from there. You made me belong to yourself. Your magic is wonderful. You are a magician. What magic he does. It's such a subtle way. It's not instant. Generally, the magician impresses. But that is, after some time, what it was there, it disappears. It doesn't become real. But Baba's magic is real. He says, I change you. Magician does not say what magic I do. The difference is there that magician sings his own praise, what I do. But we the magician, we are also magician, no? Because we also see how the magic works on us. He's ocean of, he's Ratnagar, Jadugar, Saudagar. Ratnagar means the ocean of jewels, the ocean of knowledge. But then we see the magic only when we are ready to experience the magic. We do not experience his magic because he doesn't want to impress us. The magician impress and make feel that yes, I am doing this magic. But here our experience tells us this is something magic. It means we are ready to surrender ourselves. Then we experience the magic. He is magician. And this magic lasts for long time then. As it is a slow process, the result is very long time. It remains the deep imprint experience remains in us, and as a result of that we then sing the praise in the copper age. The bhakti praise of God's praise of all is whatever is said on the path of copper age is not sung at the confluence age, because we still want to see faith in our own selves grows very gradually. Transformation in ourselves goes gradually. And so we have to, in order to maintain that strength in us enough transformation, we also have to become detached from what transformation has taken place. Why should we become detached? Because if we have very quickly impressed by our own selves, what will happen? Maya will immediately take away from us, from Baba. And so this is why whatever transformation has taken place, we need to surrender it. Arpan kar do. Tera tujhko arpan kya lage mera. When I have surrendered, or arpan, offer. There's difference between arpan and samarpan. Arpan is offer, and surrender is completely samarpan. Then it means that everything, whatever I'm doing, is doing according to his wish, his desire. And so he wants me to surrender, but surrender does not mean that he wants to become surrender like the ordinary way of surrender. This surrender makes us master. This surrender, the surrender that Brahmin do, it actually become the authority of the power that Baba gives, because after accepting, adopting, he hands over everything because he trusts our surrender. If I trust him, that he will trust me. If I doubt, I will take slowly and it might disappear. And so this is why, again and again, as Baba said, when you have traffic control, you have made this system that every two hours, at that time, system was 2 hours. Now we have system 1 hour, every hour checking. But then is it our really honest checking, or we are just stopping because of music is there? The purpose of our traffic control is, at that time, it's the question of my checking, surrendering my own intellect of, then I am able to actually see, not with my just routine only, but with honest checking. Because this is a checking, and it's change. And what is the practical result? Why it is taking time? When we make something routine, we become careless. It's not a routine, it's a really checking for income. What has come in and what I have let go. And also what I have received, even that I have samarpan, I have arpan him, so it is purified. Otherwise, what we achieve, in that ego gets filled. We get the fruit, but then insect comes in. And that, so it is valuable, it's a result is there, but even a little bit of, it's not, happiness is good, no, so there's difference between the joy is a different thing, but then, what I want to say is that just to become careless about my own further development, then this progress is not really progress. So checking again and again, every minute, what I have brought in me, what magic has taken place in me. The magician is transforming me from thorn to flower, and is my still any thorn still staying in my heart, which I have hurt myself, or I have hurt others, or I still keep some kind of, at any that kind of feeling, sensitivity. Maybe the gross things are changed, but subtle thing, this thorn means subtle. It's a subtle checking that then brings the magic. Because where our aim is to become angel or subtle, subtlety has power. When total this subtlety has taken place, this purity in a subtle way, my attitude, my feelings, my intention, my vibrations, my vision for others and for my own self, these things are not ignored, but in fact these things we are not aware that we need to. Income comes from that. Just like big things are, it's very visible. We have a lot of service we do, and it is just like the grocery shop. A lot of things, visible things are there. But diamond shop, they're subtle. And a small diamond earns, if that one diamond, I have earned one diamond value, I have earned a full store, no? So this to Baba making me from stone to diamond, then I have to see every aspect. When I say diamond, it means I have to see the different cut, different aspect. And so when I'm thinking about my vritti, my attitude. What is in my vritti? Is the same what Baba's vritti is for me? Is it that, is purity filled in it? Is that benevolence filled in it? And this selflessness filled in it? Is detachment filled in it? Or there is some kind of expectations are still there? Detachment on one side, as much is the balance of performing the action with love, at the same time becoming detached from that. Then is the result, inner satisfaction is a different type of. And if I have some expectations of my own self, as it's taking long time to grow, we begin to feel like a setback. There's some kind of dissatisfaction takes place. On one side joy is there, another side there's not that kind of happiness. What is the reason? Something old, desire creeps in, expectations of my own self come in. So I have to surrender, I am a totally detached arpan, and then this darpan is showing me my subtleties, weaknesses, defects I have in me very clearly, but at the same time giving me the power that you can imbibe in yourself. So arpan, samarpan, darpan. So darpan means that when I become darpan of my own self, that if some kind of defect is there, it is realization is there, and I become active to, I must become immediately active to remove that defect. You know what I want to say is that darpan first remains, darpan does not have the impact of the defect.
Mirror.
Mirror does not have the effect of the defect of others. And here my attitude is good. What I want to say, my attitude is of benevolence, of love, of care, of support. But then when I am dealing with others, and my expectations are not fulfilled, and that weakness is affecting me, and then I want to correct that person. So it has affected me. So it means I am not a mirror. The mirror does not take that dirt of the other person. The mirror does not make itself dirty. So I have to see, is my heart really remained so detached, so loving, that I have arpan my feelings of attitude or good wishes or benevolence, or I get impression first and then I want to help them. I have got the impression, this person is very weak, this person is very sensitive, this person is very... So I took it and then I want to help them. So I myself then actually became defected before I realized effect creates defect. And so perfect mirror is that it does not, it is able to remove. So our weaknesses do not affect Baba. That's why he is loveful. You are that magic, that is the magic that transforms us, because he does not have no money, no matter how degraded we have become, no matter how weak we have become. And he's showing me in words, because now we don't have that power to realize. Actually, our own weaknesses, we know but we ignore. We know but we don't realize. And in order to make us realize, Baba does speak, but the feelings that he is defaming us is not there. He would say, you have become monkey. He would say, you are like the dhobi ka, means you are like an ass of dhobi of the washerman. Washerman puts the clothes on the back of the donkey, and donkey immediately goes in the mud. But he does not have the feeling that I am that. But he is telling me what the state you have reached. See the difference between the attitude, the I means his attitude is means vritti. In vritti, is God's vritti is very pure. And so he, that brings the benevolent. And then if I have to become like Brahma Baba, or like to become like Dadiji, or I like to become like Shiva Baba, I have to become so pure that my heart should become mirror where I can see myself, that how much still I still keep the impression of the other people. And that impression, in fact, is creating defect in me. What defect? That I am not able to perform the perfect action that I have to perform. Means effect of God, godly knowledge. Baba's knowledge will not work. It's not that I am performing. The power that I am using, godly knowledge has the power. Godly love have the power. Godly love have the blessings. Temporarily it affects, and then it is not. What is the reason? Something my own expectations, my desires, or my whatever it is, my subtlety of I and my influence has created a blockage. And that creates, even in service of my our own self, we are not able to become so successful or satisfied. Successful, I would not say successful. Eventually we become, but satisfaction is not there. And so in order to see the magic, we need to go, we have to become the jeweler like Baba, the Ratnagar. Ratnagar means jeweler, checks the jewel that if there's no any more flaw in it. Flawless diamond. The value is a flawless diamond. And if I wanted to become Ratnagar, then I have to keep all the time checking with this mirror if there is still any flaw in my attitude. Is there any kind of impression in my vision? Is that then when I keep it, what vibrations I am feeling and what I am getting from others? And then after having this, am I become detached to clean it? If I don't become detached, we begin to react. Even we begin to react to God. How can Baba say this? Right? How can this person say this? How can senior say this? We begin to, because it is we are. And on one side it works very properly, because something, if I'm very honest and I am working on it, and someone tells me, you should not have this, I might react, but internally I'm honest, I say, he's telling right. I feel, I also wanted to, the mistake I made, I felt I should not make. And that, at that time you can react, but it is, it affects, because they are not criticizing, they are actually telling with the benevolent vision. And so this is why, though we might feel sometime reaction, that reaction is also taking a positive action. Because it has brought little bit more realization, but I wanted to do. But if, because in the same way, if I want to learn, if I want to transform myself, I want to purify myself, I have to really make my a self-respect very powerful, nose very powerful like Ganesh, ears very fan like, that not having effect on me, stomach very powerful that I can somehow, I can adjust in it, but eyes very small. Everything become big, but this should become small. So I am able to hear properly what Baba is saying. I am able to digest what others are telling me to learn, what Baba is telling me to learn. Then this magic takes place properly. Otherwise this magic does not take place. It's slow. It's powerful. So Baba is a magician because it is a subtle, deep transformation takes place. And as it has taken place slowly, result remains very long. With honest transformation, with pure transformation, with real realization. So today Baba says that he does not want destruction in the Murli, but he doesn't want destruction. God does not want destruction in the Murli. Baba today will be here that it is the nature creates direction, but destruction. But he does want destruction of something which in our nature has become very harmful, very negative, very pure. And in order to destroy that, I need to help my own self. So I am destroyer only by having very powerful, not only just determination, but very honest, powerful observation. And then this determination of transformation, then Shri Krishna Janmashtami will come. Otherwise it will not. So I have to protect myself, Raksha Bandhan, to protect myself against my own carelessness, against my own, mainly is carelessness, in fact. And when I am, and ignorance also, sometimes ignoring things, ignoring is carelessness. When I become my own friend, I see my magic. When I become honest with my own self, I see magic. When I samarpan everything after receiving, I see magic. So God's magic can be seen only by surrendering everything. Otherwise, we begin to doubt in ourselves. So faith, that is magician, but I have to have patience, but I have to continue to work on myself. Then happiness, then heart will dance in happiness. It's a mixture of different things that I'm talking about. In order to go into the world of pure world, a deep realization is needed. And also, great joy is needed. Kya main kehna chahti hoon? I speak in Hindi later on. I think some of you would have understood. I have mixture. I have given you khichdi today. It's a mixture of different things that I have been thinking about it.
What's the difference between divinity and spirituality?
Spirituality is the reality of soul consciousness. Spirituality is reality of soul consciousness. And in soul consciousness, these things what I'm talking about, you become an observer. Your own consciousness will become mirror. Your intellect becomes light to see the subtlety, where we are, why we are not progressing so fast, why destruction is not taking place, why Shri Krishna is not appearing yet. Because it's all virtues are not there. Vices are removing, it's gone, but virtues have not filled in us. That I want to say. Means vices, of course, the gross form of lust is gone. No desire, nothing. But then attraction, influence, desire of company, desire of dependent on someone. That is calm. That is actually lust. That pure attitude of completely detached from this gross consciousness of male and female, young and old, that these kind of things are the inner checking, in the mirror of self. So spirituality in reality is a soul consciousness. And in soul consciousness, when I remove these defects, carelessness or ego or subtlety of comparison, competition, criticism, comment, effect, correcting others. Yeah, these are the subtle things, these are the thorns. And then these thorns do not allow me to become flower. And so spirituality is the reality of the knowledge that Baba is giving, soul consciousness. And divinity is the transformation again, means that all these 10 divine virtues are filled in subtle form. Means I am doing service, but not with expectations. I am helping others not to get praise. I am letting go if something is gone wrong, and then I am honest to learn from it. Such divine virtues are there. Divinity is that I am filled with these divine virtues, and then divine virtues are giving the support to others, not my desire, not my expectations, not my I want something in return. So I am not a copper-aged businessman at that time, that I give you something if you give me something back. Vyapar is not there, it's not business. Deity is not knowing what others are receiving from God. So I become instrument of that level, that I do not know what others are receiving. If I am expecting that what you received you should tell me, and you had a vision, and I'm very happy. Yeah, my stage must be so good, no? That you got vision. You saw light? Yeah, must be my stage very high. And I begin to think, I gave vision. So, then whatever we give, I am totally detached from that. That's samarpan. Baba has used me as an instrument. I got the taste of that as well. But the glass does not eat. Whether you put ice cream in it, or whether you put milk in it, or whether you... But it has it. So, but it was given to others. So divinity means that devatai jivan dusron ko gunon se bharpoor kar raha hai. It is filling the apron of others. Spirituality becomes reality. When reality becomes purity, that is called divinity. Spirituality became reality. Reality became purity. Pure means no desires, no ego, no expectations. Where my vritti has to be very powerful. That means my attitude. My drishti also has to be very subtle, of my own checking, not checking of others. My smriti has to be, who is Karan Karamanhar? One thing is my intoxication that I am child of God. Other smriti is, who is Karan Karamanhar? Who is making this happen? That's samarpan consciousness. So devata give, but they don't give what is being given. That is divinity. And that's deity, because in the golden age, we don't think of knowledge. We just naturally give each other. Not consciousness I am giving. It's swabhavik, it becomes natural virtues. So when purity, knowledge makes us spiritual, yogi makes us real. And when reality is, just yoga is, knowledge is practiced, That becomes spirituality, because soul consciousness. Spirituality is soul consciousness. And that reality, that spirituality with yoga makes the intellect divine. We begin to fill in virtues with ourselves. And that intellect is very clean, has to be very divine mirror to check myself if any subtle defects are there in me. And for that purity then makes us deity with divine virtues. Then it is Lakshmi Narayan. That is actually authority of divine. So Lakshmi Narayan does not mean colorful sari or dress. Shri Krishna does not mean many beautiful things. But it is the all spirituality, reality, purity, divinity, royalty. That royalty is in Lakshmi Narayan. That is called Raj Kingdom. So still that the purity is child Sri Krishna and royalty is Sri Lakshmi Narayan. Then we become divine deities. Om Shanti. Okay. Today is bank holiday, and actually I was thinking of what is in my account, what is in balance, and what it is, how much account we have to collect. So if a bank account means fill all the powers from Baba. And I am taking leave today, going back after class to service station and come back again when what is in drama when it is maybe coming soon. Okay. We have a meditation now and you will have Toli today. Yeah? Right. Om Shanti.
तुम्हारे बाबा प्यार की बरसात है, संगम युग में संगम तेरे हर पल मिलन मनाए, पास तेरे उड़ आए, पास तेरे उड़ आए।
तेरे उड़े